It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
You are tuned in to the Grit and Barrett podcast, the first and only podcast devoted to covering the 12-time Calder Cup champions, the Hershey Bears. This is high energy, unfiltered, and at times unfocused hockey talk. Now here's your host, Richard Blosser.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Grit and Bear It podcast. It is a Monday, April 29th, 2024, everyone, and here we are, and here we go. It is playoff time, everyone. It is playoff week, and we have playoff hockey ahead of us, everyone. That's right, if you checked out the title, it is playoffs in the title. It is that time of year, everyone. We've been playing for this. We've been working hard toward this. We've been doing everything all season to prepare and be ready for this run. Now, I'm going to get into a lot of things. I'm going to get into, you know, where the Bears are going and how things are going to set up this week, because we do have playoff hockey this week. And I was going to do a preview of all this with my buddy Corey Schwartz from the Calder Times. Bring him in, do a show and all this. I've already got two other game overs in the tank that are going to go out this month. Actually got an interview I'm doing on Tuesday. Those are going to be in the tank, go out this month. Do a Pittsburgh one this month. I am ready to go. Before I realized Sunday morning, I never really texted Corey to set this up and do this. It's just going to be me. And if the Bears move on, I'll bring Corey back on. Don't worry, everyone. Don't worry. I'll bring Corey back to do this. I absolutely will. It's just one of those, oops, I kind of forgot. It was a very busy week, everyone. Very, very busy week. But that doesn't mean I'm not still going to talk playoff hockey. So while the Bears did a lot of practicing and resting this past week, there was playoff action in the American Hockey League this past week as the best of three series in all the other divisions kicked off. And the divisions that we were watching were none other than, of course, Wilkes-Barre versus Lehigh Valley and and Charlotte versus Hartford. Now, our series did not start until Wednesday, and it was Wilkes-Barre versus Lehigh. And I'm actually keeping eye on other playoff games going on during all this, because depending on how these series go, practically, I mean, we don't know who we're going to play, how these end up. And game one between Wilkes-Barre and Lehigh took place on Wednesday. Hartford and Charlotte didn't start till Thursday down there at Mr. Bojangles Coliseum. And this game and this series against Wilkes-Barre and Charlotte was a 1-1-1. But Hartford and Charlotte were all three games down in the concrete biscuit at Mr. Bojangles Coliseum. And as I'm watching Wednesday night, I'm like, okay, doing all this. Check score. Lehigh's up 2-0? Lehigh is up 2-0 on Wilkes-Barre. Okay. I mean, Wilkes-Barre just got reinforcements. What? I mean, Pustinen's back. St. Ivany's back. So Horn has been playing really good. So what's going on here? So apparently Cal Peterson is now playing like The Flyers owe him money. He's almost pitching a shutout there at Mohegan Sun Arena, where all 500 people showed up for that game. I'm sorry, Wilkes-Barre, and all my people up there, but it's kind of that. But while Wilkes-Barre does get on the board, as Val Kuvenin gets on the board, makes it 1-0, makes it 2-1 near the end of second, I'm like, I'm going to tune into this game. This is why I bought the playoff package, so I could watch all the other stuff happen and hopefully have it pay off as the Bears go on a long run and watch road Bears games. But Wilkes-Barre never made it back. Lehigh goes into Mohegan Sun Arena and gets the win up there. And Cal Peterson goes 21 for 22. And a guy for Lehigh named Rhett Gardner, ended up getting the game-winning goal. Who? Rhett Gardner. Who? Yeah, and Adam Brooks apparently started scoring again. But all right, okay. The one blogger I read up there in Wilkes-Barre said they got outplayed. They got dominated. Sure, fine. It happens. But in a three-game series, it gets late very, very, very early. And if you're getting outplayed in game one, it's time to get the engines going, because you don't have much of a tomorrow. Thursday saw Charlotte and Hartford get underway. And it turned out that Hartford, Riley Nash showed up. I mean, I guess he's fine with a power play goal. But Zach Delpy scores, because of course he does, a power play goal. And game goes tied all the way into the third with 3 minutes to go. Will Lockwood scores. Shorthanded. Skylar Brendemere gets the assist. 2-1 Charlotte. Rasmus Espeland gets the empty netter to make it 3-1, and oofta. Leave it to Hartford to pull games like that. So Charlotte took game one, kind of expected. As good as they've been. But we head into game two. The twosies were yesterday, with the chances for series to be done. And us Bears fans watching, somewhat bated breath. I know there some of you don't really care what happens to other teams. But where is this, you know, how's this going to all end up? And we go back to Friday with game two at Lehigh, at the Electrodrome. It's Pens versus Phantoms. Epic rivalry. Friday night hockey. The battle of 476. All right, I'm sure if I put this game on, there's going to be a lot of orange and a lot of black and gold in the audience. There's going to be a lot of people there, and it'll show that the PPL Center is going to charge back to life, is going to get going once again, and there wasn't a lot of Pens fans that showed up. Not a lot of them. And yours truly was doing a Capitals-Rangers watch-along for Game 3, so I couldn't watch a lot of this game, but I kept an eye out on it. And Wilkes-Barre jumps out to a 3-1 lead at the end of two. Valtteri Puustinen, Radim Sahorna, and Jack Rathbone all end up getting goals. Ronnie Attard ends up getting the lone goal for the Phantoms. And even midway through the third, it's 3-1. All right, this was expected. Home team each gets a game, and we go back for a decisive game three up there in Lehigh, up there in Wilkes-Barre at 5:05 on a Sunday. But what happened next is, oh boy, as the Penguins, Gruden goes off for checking to the head. Xavier Ouellette goes off for cross-checking. 5-on-3 for the Phantoms. And Amel Andre gets a goal with a nice assist from Cooper Morty, who fed him very, very well to make it 3-2 on the power play. Okay. They scored at a 5-on-3. They'll be fine. Tanner Lozinski scores on the power play. Tie game 3-3. 19 seconds later. Two goals in 22 seconds. And we're tied at 3. Oh, boy. but redeems the Horner on a nice feed from Valtteri Pustinen and makes it 4-3. Okay, the Penguins are going to win this. All right. Okay, you gave up goals on the power play. But Tanner Lozinski gets another. Louis Valpito with the initial shot. Lozinski with the rebound. And it's 4-4. Bananas land. They're in the PPL Center. And we go to overtime. Penn score. We go back to Mohegan Sun Arena. Phantom score. Series is done. And that's who the Bears are going to play. In overtime, Louis Valpito wins a faceoff. Is able to get up to the zone. Brendan Furry comes in 2-on-2. Comes in. Shot. Saved by Blomqvist. And a rebound. They score! Jacob Gardner with the rebound. No man's land in front of Blomqvist, who just lays on the ice. And the goalie is toast. And so are the Pens. As Jacob Gardner wins it for the Phantoms. 5-4 in overtime. And the Phantoms upset the Pens. And set the stage for the series against the Bears. And wow. Wilkes-Barre. Wow. You got reinforcements? You were looking good there at the end of the season. But I guess sometimes that's what happens in a three-game series. Friend of the show, Patrick Williams, and I believe this as well. A three-game series is hard to form narratives about. But you can't blow a road game. You can't. In this series, from what I heard from others, Lehigh did really well in Mohegan Sun Arena. But Wilkes went down there and won the majority of the games down there at PPL Center. But it seems like the Phantoms won the one important game on the road like the Bears did against the Firebirds. Just got one on the road and took the series. So, at the time of this recording, we don't know the other series. Hartford wins in overtime against the Charlotte Checkers. But that series, bam, non-factor to us right now. Because we know who we're going to play. We know. It's Bears versus Phantoms. Oh boy. You know, a friend of mine's dad texted me. And did he say, could Cal Peterson do for the Phantoms like what Justin Peters did for the Bears in 2015? And in my mind, I thought, oh God, no, I don't want to think about that. But it got to me to thinking, it's very possible. This Phantoms team, I don't know what I've said throughout the year. I don't know what they are. But this is a team that played the Pens 12 times in the span of 3 months. Now technically 14. So they knew each other very, 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 very well. The Bears played the Phantoms a lot in the early part of the season when the Phantoms weren't that good and the Bears were really, really, really good. And maybe the Bears took advantage of some Phantoms teams that just wasn't good. And the Phantoms took advantage of the Bears when they were at more of their lower point of the season. Lots of call-ups. Lots of lineup rearranges. Not playing their best hockey. Clay Stevenson losing his powers. So they were able to win against the Bears this season. But Hershey's had a very good record against the Orange and Black this season. Really good. 8-2-0-2 against the Phantoms this season. That's a pretty darn good record. So, what's it going to be like going into this series? Well, we're going to find out. And we're going to find out more about that series and what we've done against the Phantoms in the past right after this. All right, Bears fans, the chase for the Stanley Cup is on, and if you're looking to light the lamp, nothing beats DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the National Hockey League. From the start of the playoff beards all the way to hoisting the silver chalice of the legendary cup, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting actions, odd boosts, and so much more as we head into this week. Maybe you want to put some sweet action on some of that misery going on there in Toronto. Maybe Toronto will actually score more than a goal during the game, or more than six goals might actually be scored in a game. Or perhaps maybe the Capitals do force a game five and you think that game's going to be relatively low scoring. You can put some action on that too. Or let's just say Logan Thompson out there in Vegas will have more than 30 saves during a playoff game. You can bet all that and much, much more at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 878-9-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario, bonus bets expire 168 hours after insurance. See dkng.co/ice for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. Copyright NHL 2024, all rights reserved. And now, on with the show. And we're back here on the Grit and Bear It podcast. Thank you so much to DraftKings Sportsbook for sponsoring this show. All right, so we now have our first series right there in front of us. Hershey Bears versus Lehigh Valley Phantoms. 5-game set. So how's the schedule going to line up? Well, the boys... got to get myself coordinated here first. The boys, game one is Wednesday, May 1st at Giant Center. Game two, Saturday, May 4th at Giant Center. Game three is Wednesday, May 8th at the PPL Center, if needed. Game four, Saturday, May 11th in Allentown. Game five, if needed, Sunday at Giant Center. 7 o'clock start there on a Sunday. Odd. Weird. But okay. If it comes to that, I don't like it. But if it comes to that, sure. Sure. I guess. So... it's a 5-game set, 2-2-1. And I got to admit, that Saturday night in Lehigh, interesting. It's interesting. Noted. So, the Bears have done really good against the Phantoms this season. 8-2-2-0-2 against the Phantoms this year. And the Bears and Phantoms do have playoff history. That they have played each other, well, three times ever since, like, 2004. And I'm sure there's more. There are old school fans of you that are enough who remember the triple overtime epic at the Old Barn. The game ending after midnight there at the Old Barn between the Bears and the Philadelphia Phantoms. The Bears and Phantoms have had other playoff battles as well. And the Phantoms actually do have a Calder Cup to their name. Now, they got a lot of NHL players to help out with that, but they do. The Bears have faced, like I said, the Phantoms before. The most recent of those meetings was all the way back in... let me see if I get the right year. Hold on here. Crud, got standings. Instead of schedule. Don't worry, we'll get this right. Talk amongst yourselves. The last time we played each other was all the way back in 2017. I believe the 2017 playoffs, best of five against the Phantoms. Now, a lot of you may remember that series. Game one, Nathan Walker in overtime there in Allentown. Game two, where the Bears just absolutely took it to Alex Lyon and Lehigh Valley, blowing a 3-1 lead heading into the third period as Chris Bork got a goal. Tyler Lewington tied it up, and Chris Bork gave the lead with 33 seconds to go. How do I know all this? Because I was there, Bears fans. I was there for that game too, and that game was where I birthed my hatred for the Phantoms, because that game was peak Lehigh Valley versus Hershey. Two teams hate each other, and the annoying, crappy fan base that was spawned from it, that existed in Lehigh for the next 5 years, that would always annoyingly chant stuff, that ended up getting better and actually going to the conference finals. And I'm getting ahead of myself. Pardon. But anyway, yep, Bears took game two of that series. Games three and four. Game three was a Wednesday night that was lost in overtime thanks to Chris Connor and Colin McDonald's 100-foot goal that somehow Phoenix Copley let in. Game four saw a 4-1 loss that was never really the Bears throughout the entire game. Scott Lawton got your goals in that one. Game five was a 3-2 squeaker that the Bears were able to gut out and win in Allentown. Of course, the Bears went on to lose in seven games against the Providence Bruins. And we don't talk about that series. We don't talk about it. It never happened. That series never happened. So when did the Bears play them before that? When was the last time they played each other? Well, I'm sure some of you are raising your hands and honking your horns going, "Ooh, I remember the last one," which I'm sure you do, which was the Philadelphia Phantoms. The 4-1 sweep that shut down the Wachovia Spectrum forever. The 4-0 sweep where, let's see here, 4-2 in game one. That was your Jay Beagle, Andrew Gordon, Kyle Wilson, Oscar Osola led Hershey Bears in that game. A 6-2 blowout there in game two where the Bears put on four goals in the third period. Game three was a 3-2 squeak out win for the Bears. And then the game four, 1-0 shut down Friday night game where Michael Neuwehr made a name for himself. Graham Mink got a power play goal and the Bears finished off the Phantoms and the Spectrum for good that game, because it was after that. Well, it was off to Adirondack for them to become the Adirondack Phantoms for 5 years while the PPL Center was being built. And they wouldn't move there until several years later. So another time these two teams went after each other. Let's see here. 2008? No, that was another team. 2007? Nope, that was the other one. I know it's got to be here. 2006? Nope, that was the other team as well. Come on, baby, try and get there for me. Pretty sure there was another one in there, but the Bears app only goes back so far. So this would be the third time ever since like 2005 these two teams have played each other in the postseason. But the Bears seem to have played the Penguins a lot more in the playoffs than it's been Bears versus Phantoms. A lot of you may say like, "Oh, well, the Bears and Phantoms have been lengthy rivals between these two teams." And well, they are. There is a rivalry between these two, but it's the two just didn't cross paths a lot. I mean, again, yeah, in the late 90s they did, because the Phantoms were really good. But it seems like ever since Wilkes-Barre's came into the league, it's like Heath Ledger's Joker once said, "I have a feeling you and me are destined to do this forever." And as I was going through that playoff list, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a lot more of Wilkes-Barre versus Hershey. I mean, 05, 06, 06, 07, 2011, 2012 playoffs. I mean, I can go back and list them down for you because I was seeing a lot of them. 2006, the legendary four-game sweep there in 2006 was Wilkes-Barre. 2007, the legendary five-game set that saw the 7-6 overtime, double OT game, the penalties galore game that I was told about, fans. 2008, Wilkes-Barre kicked us out of the playoffs. 2009, Wilkes-Barre yet again, another epic seven-game set between us and Wilkes-Barre. 2010, surprisingly, we never ran into them. Let's see here. 2012, Wilkes-Barre kicked us out of the playoffs in that best of five series. I remember that, where honestly we shouldn't have won a game in that series. Now let's see here. 2015, we all remember that. No, the 2016, we remember that. The seven game set between Wilkes-Barre, Travis Boyd in overtime. We all remember that. Let's see here. No, 17 was the Phantoms. Trust me, folks, I have a point to this. I have a point to all this. I just, all of you need to trust me. So, yeah, and since then, I think we didn't even have Wilkes-Barre on the way to the Cup last year. No, last year, Charlotte, Hartford, Rochester, Coachella Valley. It seems like on a lot of Bears runs, especially during prime Giant Center era of the 2009s, of the late 2000s, it was a lot of Hershey and Wilkes-Barre. And in Cup runs, Bears have had to go through their rivals to get to a Cup. Their regional rivals. I know Zach says a lot, oh, Bridgeport, a division rival. Hartford, a division rival. Providence, a division rival. Charlotte, a division rival. And that's nothing against Zach, friend of the show. Love what he does. Does a lot for us, and I appreciate it. Some are rivals more than others. But Bears, Phantoms, Bears, Pens, there's always that animosity there. And in the playoffs, it gets cranked up to 15. And I'm sure a lot of you that are listening to this who remember those old series, doesn't matter if it's the old barn, you know what that's like. Of regional teams, natural rivals, that playoffs get turned up a little bit more. And the spice is a little bit hotter. And the games mean a little bit more. That's why last year in NHL, I saw Devils and Rangers in a seven-game set. Sign me the F up. Because I knew the atmosphere was going to be great between these two. I knew that it was going to be a great series. And lo and behold, it was. Hershey-Rochester last year. I was excited for that series because of the history between these two. Go back and listen to me and Corey break that series down. It was a ton of history between the Bears. But this is the Phantoms. This is the Phantoms. A team, yes, had two really good games against the Pens. On paper, the Bears should win this series. I'm not going to say sweep because I don't think it's going to go that route. But in theory, Bears in four, Bears in five, yes. Yes. The Bears should absolutely win this series. But there's always that nervousness. There's always that hesitation. Because there is a lot of expectations on this Bears team this year. There is a ton of expectations this year. Yes, defending champions. That's always a lot. Kilpatrick Trophy. Won that this year. Best Bears season since 2009-2010. Really good team. And could get more weapons on the way. I listened to Todd Nelson's media availability. And he's concerned, you know, he's seen guys in the past who've come down from the NHL after their team's been eliminated and just not cared. And just absolutely not cared. I'm not going to say that's what they did in Wilkes-Barre. Absolutely not. But I could see that, depending on the player. I could see it. I hope Hendricks LaPierre doesn't have something like that. I hope Vinny Iorio doesn't have something like that. I hope Vinny's okay after getting rattled against the Rangers. So there is a real chance the Bears could get bodies back before this series starts. Depending on when this episode drops on Monday morning, how the game went. Game went Sunday night. And even this goes back to New York, I think, for game 5 on Tuesday, possibly. Possibly, let me go check it. That they could still get reinforcements. Game 2 is not till Saturday. So the Bears could absolutely get guys back if they play on Tuesday. Let me just see here. Nope. Game 4. Game 5 is on Wednesday. Okay. Wednesday. Let's say they get eliminated Wednesday. They could still show up in Hershey by Saturday. In theory. Locker clean out on Tuesday. They come in Friday. Maybe a few play. Maybe a few don't. But we'll get them in for Game 3. And yes. I want to see the Capitals get eliminated because I want our boys back. Because I know this team is better and more fun to watch than what's going on in DC. If 2 or 3 players were up there from the Bears, have fun. We'll be fine. We'll see you when you get down here. But man, so many injuries, so many needs up in DC. Kind of want our boys back. We actually had some discord over this in the Facebook group because of this. And I will say this here. We have a lot of Bears fans that are not Capitals fans. We have Bears fans that are Pens fans, that are Rangers fans, that are Flyers fans, that are Boston Bruins fans. Colorado, maybe. Other teams. It doesn't matter who you root for. We know your heart lies with Hershey. I am a Yinzer at heart. Everybody who listens to this show knows this about me. But that doesn't mean I'm going to root for Wilkes-Barre when it's Wilkes-Barre against Hershey. No! No. My heart is with this team. My passion is with this team. Who I like in the NHL is irrelevant. I like Pittsburgh and Vegas. It's starting to lean more and more toward Vegas with the way Pittsburgh's been playing. But the point still stands. It doesn't matter who you root for in the NHL. We like this team here in Hershey. End of rant. So, what is my prediction going into this? Going into this series? On paper, the Bears should win this easily. On paper, they should. I'm going to say Bears in 5. I think this is a lengthy series. I think Cal Peterson absolutely steals a game for the Phantoms. I think the Bears have enough talent to squeak out a win. The 2 games at Giant Center are going to be very important. Very, very important. And I'll take one. I'll take a split going into Lehigh Valley. Much like with Charlotte last year. Give me a split on the road. And then roll the dice when it comes back home. This, I'll take a split. But I would not want to go down to this team early. The biggest game is going to be game 1 for the Bears. Against a Phantoms team that have played 2 really good games coming into here. And very important to get a good start in these quick series. Yes, you could lose game 1 in a best of 5 and still win a series. Yes, it's still very possible. But this isn't a 7-game set where you have a little bit more leeway. We have 2 5-game series to get through before we get to the best of seven. We need to win 6 games to get out of this division, and it ain't going to be easy. And Bears' path to the cup have gone through rivals. They absolutely have. 2010 being the exception, same thing with 2023. But if you look at the 06 and the 09 ones, yeah. Granted, it was Wilkes-Barre. It was Wilkes-Barre in 2006, and it was both teams in 2009. And in 2015, when we made it to the finals, we had to go through Wilkes-Barre in a grueling set. The Phantoms, well, they may not have a lot of good prospects that are going to be up there with Torts. They're going to make you work for it. And we are going to have to put on our working boots. And this team is going to have to know and that you just can't say, "We're Hershey, damn it," and expect the Phantoms to roll over for you. No. No. These games are going to be tough. They are going to be fights. And you will go into hostile territory for games 3 and 4. Game 2? Oh, I think game 2 is going to be very hyped on a Saturday night, with probably a good amount of Phantoms fans that are going to drive up 78 for this game. And I expect the Bears to do the same thing for Game 4. Most likely there will be a Game 4. So, I've rambled on long enough. Bears in 4. But I will not be shocked or surprised if this is a 5-game series. So, that'll do it for the Grit and Barrett podcast this week. I will be back next week recapping playoff games. And folks, you thought I got riled up during the regular season. You better hold the F on because this is going to be a roller coaster ride. I've said the Hershey Bears are the 15th roller coaster of Hershey Park. And now the ride's going to begin. Are you sure that we can do this? And together, we might see, quote a song from Tangled that I've said a lot heading into each and one of these series, we'll make them hear us. We will make them hear us. We'll bring the cup back home with the line in the sand, and the moment is at hand. And I'm ready. Bears Nation, I know you're ready. The Phantoms, the zone is coming for us, and I know they're going to be ready. And me? Well, I'm ready as I'll ever be. See you at game 1.
Thank you for downloading this episode of the Grit and Barrett podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are currently listening to. If you are listening on Apple or Google, please leave us a 5-star review as it appeases our algorithm overlords. If you enjoyed this podcast, please check out the Hockey Podcast Network, where there is a podcast for each and every NHL team. We also cover the American Hockey League. They have a podcast about college hockey and all the ins and outs of the hockey world. If you wish to know more about our parent club, please check out the official Caps Chirps podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network, as they cover all things Washington Capitals. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. That's at GritAndBarrettP1 on Twitter. This podcast is dedicated to the memory of Patricia Blosser, who passed away on December 5th, 2020, to dementia and COVID. The show is also dedicated to all of the Hershey Bears friends, fans, and family who lost their lives to cancer. Cancer sucks. Thank you once again for listening to the Grit and Barrett podcast, and go Bears!